You're listening to WBEZ. Chicago Public Schools is considering building a new neighborhood high school on a piece of land owned by the Chicago Housing Authority. The proposal is controversial because it calls for using the land for something other than public housing. But CHA has done various land swaps for more than a decade. WBEZ's Natalie Moore walks us through some of them.
Etta Davis and Beverly Feagins have nothing against the Mariano's grocery store at 39th and King Drive. They are both residents of the CHA Dearborn Homes, 2 miles north.
I don't have a problem with them building any entities where you bring in money into the communities, but I do have a problem with them not building the return units of CHA. They continue to sell CHA land, but they're not building the housing.
CHA start everything, but they never finish. They are hurting us.
Mariano's is on the site of the former Ida B. Wells development, now Oakwood Shores, a mix of public, affordable, and market-rate housing. A welcomed perk, Mariano's opened in 2016, the first new grocery store in Bronzeville in decades. As part of the agreement, the developer was to set aside 40% of construction contracts to women and or minority-owned businesses. Mariano's hired 97 CHA residents at the time and paid more than $5 million for the land. But CHA also promised 1,000 public housing apartments there. The year Mariano's opened, only 277 were completed. This year, another 20 are supposed to be built. For more than a decade, CHA has transferred land on former public housing sites to a CVS pharmacy, Target, and Excess Tennis. These amenities are on the footprint of new mixed-income housing developments, part of the ambitious Plan for Transformation that promised 2 decades ago to rid public housing of racial and economic segregation. To accomplish that, CHA CEO Tracy Scott says the agency has to provide more than just housing. Jobs and economic vitality are at stake, and the number of planned public housing units isn't being decreased with these land deals.
And so given that, the vision around mixed income housing, mixed use developments, is to create this stronger community that supports residents' growth, that supports children and their education, supports their health and wellness.
Excess Tennis is a success story to CHA. The indoor facility is on former Robert Taylor Homes land. Millions of dollars in scholarships and jobs have been promised as part of the agreement. As of December, 355 CHA residents received tennis scholarships. Amy Carre studies CHA land deals as part of her research at Case Western University.
Some of that land has been used for really interesting and, one could argue, very positive contributions to the neighborhood, all of which are amenities that residents and leaders within communities of color have long demanded.
The dilemma to her is that thousands of people are waiting for public housing. And Carre also points to the deal CHA had with Target near Cabrini Green back in 2011. In that swap, Target gave CHA parcels of land spread out through the near north side.
Therefore, difficult to build housing on because it was land that couldn't be assorted for a large multi-unit development, but rather smaller parcels where only single-family homes or other types of dwellings could be built. Why would the agency make a decision to move a large parcel out of possession and in exchange take land that they may or may not be able to build upon?
They have not been built yet. These deals happened before Scott took over, but one is falling in her lap. Earlier this year, CHA approved a measure that starts the process for the Chicago Fire men's soccer team to build a training facility with a youth component on 25 acres of vacant land at the former Abla Homes on the west side. It's an opportunity to leverage the Chicago Fire to assist with internships and jobs for public housing families, but it's also another chance for CHA to keep its word in replacing the housing those families lost in the Plan for Transformation. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.